This verse has a statement which to me was always a mystery. Why, of all purifiers, Krishna is the wind, not water, not fire, not time. 31.
Yes, next 32, yes.
Yes, very good. So I wanted to read also 32. What do you think about wind? Why wind? You have some funny? So we have this same chapter in the Uddhava Gita. We also have this chapter. And in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna says, Yagyanam Brahma Yagyohi, Brahma Yagyoham, of the sacrifices I am study of the Veda, Vratanam Avihimsanam, of all the vows I am non-violence. This we didn't have, Vratas we didn't have in the Gita. He added a few. Like, of all the beautiful things, he says, of all the beautiful things I am lotus, the lotus flower. Of all the jewels I am ruby, he says. Interestingly enough. Yeah, there's some. And then Shuchinam, of all the purifiers, he says, Vaivagnyarkambu Vagatma Shuchinam Apiham Shuchi. Among all things that purify, I am the wind, the same, but he continues, fire, the sun, water, and speech. So, no problem. Water is also there. So there he adds the most common purifiers. The water, the sun, the fire, and the speech. Interestingly enough, the speech. So by speech we can become purified ourselves and purify others. Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what is the biggest impurity? The biggest impurity is, I am the most remarkable. So, by speech, either, and there are four or five, depending how you count, four levels of speech. So by speech, we can also purify this worst impurity by saying, Dasa no dasoham. I am not the most anything. I am servant of a servant of a servant. And that immediately, by these words take the false crown. The false crown I'm putting on my head. With these words, I take this false crown and take it off and offer it back to Krishna and his service. So speech also is purifying. Huh? Yeah. Thirty-two. Sarganam adirantascha madhyam chaivaham arjuna adhyatma vidya vidyanam vada pravadatamaham. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Purport, his English, Srila Prabhupada. Among the created manifestations, the first is the creation of the total material elements. So you can see Srila Prabhupada expands, because we already had the beginning in the beginning. So here he gives a different translation to the beginning. He says it's the Mahatattva. As explained before, the cosmic manifestation is created and conducted by Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu. And then again it is annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is a secondary creator. All these agents of creation, maintenance and annihilation are incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, He is the beginning, the middle and the end of all creation. For advanced education, there are various kinds of books of knowledge, such as the four Vedas. They are six supplements. The Vedanta Sutra, books of logic, books of religiosity, and the Puranas. So, altogether, there are 14 divisions of books of education. Of these, the book which presents Adhyatma Vidya, spiritual knowledge, in particular the Vedanta Sutra, represents Krishna. Among logicians, there are different kinds of argument. Supporting one's argument with evidence that also supports the opposing side is called jalpa. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda. But the actual conclusion is called vada. This conclusive truth is a representation of Krishna. Yes. Gunas means gunas. They are guna avatars. So that's the meaning. They are three guna avatars. So Shiva is, yeah. Okay. So, yes, Skanda Purana glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam, saying that Lord Brahma thought, how will I create this universe? How will I be able to do everything properly? So what he did to be able to create the universe properly, he went to the Bhagavatam course and studied the Bhagavatam for 1 week, and then he could create. Lord Shiva said, how will I destroy the universe? What will I do? Where will I get the power to destroy the universe? It's very difficult. Now, my friend is trying to get the Indian citizenship. My God! He spent 4 years going to all the different offices and police department and this and that and this and that. And finally they allowed, okay, you can take. It's very rare that in just 4 years, after just going there only 300 times and only spending only about, 2,000 hours, he has been granted permission. But then it turned out that his Ukrainian papers has run out. He didn't put the photo in time. So he had to come back, and now for 4 months he's trying to, because Indians are very jealous, they don't allow to keep two citizenships. And so in Europe also many places they don't allow, but if you at least applied, and if in 4 months nothing happened, they say, okay, you can take. They will give. But in India, no way. So he came, when was it? April, in April. So now May, June, July, August. Now 4 months, yeah, 4 months. Just today he got some more papers from one office, from another office, from the third office, from the fourth office, to finish that part, to be able, it's not even to get out of the citizenship, but just to officially make the papers that he resides in India. So that's just one person moving to another place. And if Shiva has to destroy the whole universe, there's actually a whole category of companies, they're called liquidators, to close down a company. I remember when we were closing one temple in Lithuania, I was surprised. They brought two lawyers and they were working for weeks and weeks and weeks just to... What are they doing? We just go and that's it, no? No. It's a big, big enterprise to liquidate a company. Oh, this is very important. This is very big, big job. Takes a lot of work. So Lord Shiva said, and money, yeah, it's amazing. Just to close, it's not so easy. So Lord Shiva said, how will I do this to close down the whole universe? So then he was given the method, you will have the power, if you study the Bhagavatam for 1 year. So from time to time, he spends 1 year studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And by that, he gets the power to burn the universe. And it's very funny. Skanda Purana also says that Kshirada Kashaya Vishnu says, I have to maintain, but it's so tough maintaining these people, this universe. They are so crazy. He didn't say, that's my commentary, sorry. So how will I do this? So then Mahavishnu said, you study the Bhagavatam. So he studies for 1 month. And he and Lakshmi, he is teaching to Lakshmi 1 month, and this takes 1 month. And then, but he is a little distracted, because he has to go and fix one planet and kill some demons, do something. So he does it a little fast, in 1 month. Whereas when Lakshmi teaches back to him, she takes 2 months. So when he is reading Srimad Bhagavatam to her, it takes 1 month. When she's reading back to him, 2 months. Because she does it more smoothly. So that's Skanda Purana glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. But these guna avataras, even to do this service, they need special power. How do they get this special power? They get it from Srimad Bhagavatam. So be careful. You've been studying Srimad Bhagavatam now for many years. See what you do. Don't create a universe. Don't destroy a universe. Maintaining is okay. You can maintain. That's all right. That's, if of the three modes, this is the one acceptable mode. Sattva-gun. So this is an interesting chapter in Skanda Purana, famous chapter glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Vada is an interesting topic. So in Nyaya logic, there are 16 varieties of arguments. Once we had a whole course in VVT on these 16, but three are main. So they are listed here in Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is Jalpa, Vitanda, and Vada. So Vitanda is, just tamasic arguing, you are a fool, not you are a fool, you are more fool, no, you are more fool. So this is Vitanda, it's just tamasic, trying to argue any which way, just invent anything, just create a lie if you can't find something. That's tamasic. This is not certainly recommended. Then Jalpa is Rajasic. So Rajasic is you're using something which is partially true. So that's usually all kinds of statistical instruments, statistics. This joke that there is white lies, black lies, and there is statistics. So when they are polling people, they oftentimes have to create an impression that one politician is more supported and the other politician is less supported, or one opinion is more supported, another opinion is not supported. So there is a whole art how to phrase the question in such a way that you get what you want. Either you put together two questions, or there is some order in which you put questions, and then you tweak what number you want. So therefore, these politicians, one pays this company, the other pays that company, the third pays another company, and then they twist it this way, that way. It's based on some truth. Actually, people said like this. But if you don't see the full picture, if you don't analyze, you will not see. It can go both ways. It can support this side or it can support the other side. So that's called Jalpa. Jalpa, it's Rajasic, it's just manipulating the data. In such a way that it is. The famous example is this old story about the villager who was saying that, who was living very profligate life, very sinful life, and then he was a Muslim, and so he was drinking, carousing, visiting different women, eating all kinds of things that they are not supposed to eat. And then the imam and people were asking, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm doing what Quran says. What do you mean, what Quran says? Well, Quran says, eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry. So then they said, where does it say? Well, surah, this number, so they call the imam. So the imam is coming, and he says, they say you're quoting Quran. He says, yes, in Quran, surah, this number, it says, eat, drink, and be merry. So then he says, are you crazy? Did you read the next line? It says, eat, drink, and be merry, and you will go to hell. The next line says, eat, drink, and be merry, and you go to hell. And then he says, well, who can follow every line? I follow what I can. I cannot follow every line. I follow this first line, that I can follow. The second line is too much. So this is Jalpa. As they say, different shloks for different folks, we say. Different. So you can... This shloka, no, this shloka. Did you see this shloka? Aha, there is that shloka. So, therefore, there are some topics that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like for example, jiva fall of the jiva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you try to debate the fall of the jiva, he says, what will be the result? Because you are debating on the transcendental subject, which is beyond logic, beyond matter, the result will be that only anarthas will grow. Because these are topics which have to be approached in a very humble way. We have to make ourselves the pure receptacle. We have to make ourselves able to receive. And some of these things are also beyond the material simple explanations. So they have to be given more and more complicated explanations like this, achintya bheda bheda tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference. That's a complicated explanation, but it's complete. So vada is the best. Vada is when they are actually interested in the truth. So you can see that almost all the famous acharyas like Madhvacharya, he defeated some mayavadis and they became his disciples. What was his name? Purandara. He was defeated and he accepted him as a guru. That's honest. Or another one was Kumarila Bhatta, and the other one, Shankaracharya, defeated one Karmakandiya and he surrendered, became his disciple. So that was, you can see that these people were honest. So they actually were using logic to find the truth. They wanted to find the truth. And if they were defeated, they would accept. They would accept it. So this is vada. Not just to win. So Vitanda is to defeat the other person. Jalpa is to win so that I win. But Vada is to find the truth. That's, and Krishna says, I am this. I am that Vada. Logical conclusion, which is proper. So this is sattvic. So these are Krishna's vibhutis. Purifying wind. So next time you need purification, or next time you have some wind. Yeah, we have wind here all the time. You can feel. It's very healthy. It says that even if there is something, some microbe floating, if there is a little wind, it settles. Just a little, like we have. Very quickly it settles to the floor. If there is no ventilation, it can float for hours. But if there is a little wind like this, it very quickly settles. So it's purifying. In many ways, that's how they purify the dirty water, sewage, also air, by air. They use air to purify quickly. But we hear that other things are also purifying. Sharks. Hopefully you don't have to see them very often. But if you do happen to see, you can remember this is Krishna. There was a joke. There was a horrible picture of some horrible shark. Very ugly. very ugly. And there was a title that this is such and such shark in South Africa, and it's dying out. It's going extinct. Very few sharks are left. So please save these sharks. Go take a vacation in South Africa. maybe they will eat you and survive a little longer. Hare Krishna. So Krishna is all these powerful creatures, sharks. He's the beginning, middle, and end. He's the spiritual science, and he's the actual logical conclusion, conclusive truth. So that's Krishna, our wonderful Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Some questions, some points here. Who?
Makara.
Makara. Ah, yeah. Yeah, Makara. That's Capricorn. So actually, usually it's translated as the shark, and I suppose that as a general name, it refers to a huge, powerful aquatic animal. So probably sharks are included. And some of them do look very weird, like some, you know, with the like with an ugly horn or ugly, they do look so many weird sharks. But in Jyotish, this is more than, it's not just a shark, it's some special creature that with horns, Capricorn. So Capricorn is a creature that nobody has seen, it's considered a mythical creature.
So
Makara, yes, Makara. And that, but this is also how Krishna's earrings are looking, yes? So they are hanging and then they are looking up. So they are very long, very special earrings. And then they are, the shining of these earrings are reflected from his cheeks. His cheeks are shining with a reflected glitter from the earrings. And they are like this makara. Sometimes in Vrindavan or some places we see the deities are having such makara earrings. So that's makara. So makara is a larger category. Oftentimes this is a special creature. But I understand that sharks are included within that category. So you oftentimes translate it as sharks.
Here is one question from devotee online. Avaduta Raja Dasa. Usually we say the cause of suffering are the three classes, but then in the song of Avanti Brahmana we read, neither human beings, demigods, the soul, plants, the reaction of work, nor time are the causes of one happiness and distress. Rather, the mind alone is their cause, because in the mind that causes the spirit soul to wander in the cycle of material life.
Yes? Is it, that's it?
Wait a minute. Oh. Question. This seems contradictory.
Contradictory.
Yes.
He does list all these causes. Naturally, you always need the mind to feel the suffering. So, we have. It begins that there are three causes. Yes.
Three.
Yeah.
Three classes.
Adhyatmika, adhidaivika, and adhibautika. Okay. So, we have adhidaivika. This is when there is a storm. Then there is it's very hot, then it's very cold. Yeah, this is from the nature. Then adhibautika, this is usually what we understand from the other people. Yes. And adhyatmika is from the self, which includes the mind. Right? So it always goes through the mind, even if it comes through the exact same thing you find in Canto 5, Bharat Maharaj. He says that only because of the mind we experience the suffering. So, for example, if it is very hot or it is very cold, or there is some injury, then if you are able to meditate very deeply, or if you, for example, take when they do surgery, they give you anesthesia. So this anesthesia, narcosis, general narcosis, they usually cut off the connection between the mind and the body. Or hypnosis. So many times they use hypnosis, even during surgery. They do some hypnosis, and even though it's cut, people can tolerate. So, yes, there are three main kleshas, three main categories, but they still go through the mind. Plus, it's through our reactions in the mind that we become entangled. So therefore, Avanti Brahmana emphasizes the importance of having properly purified mind, properly controlled mind. Same also in the Bhagavad Gita, 256. Dukesho nudvigna mana, Krishna says. That when your mind is not, the mind of a wise person should not be disturbed in misery. Very similar to what the Stoics are saying. Seneca and Epictetus, very very popular nowadays. Marcus Aurelius, very famous. Nowadays it's very popular. He says, even if they insult you, so that's from the other people, they cannot insult you unless you agree to be insulted. Unless you agree that this is, yes, it's insulting. If you don't agree that this is insulting, then they cannot insult you. So it's still going through the mind. It's going through the mind. So therefore, if we purify our mind, if we have a mind which is completely dedicated to Krishna, then the other, and permeated by Krishna consciousness, then all the other miseries will have either no power, or very little power, or no power to bind you. So we will feel cold or hot, but it will not create future karma. If we suffer too much, or if we rejoice too much, we will be bound. So therefore, the mind is the cause of freedom, and the mind is the cause of bondage. So that's why Prabhupada calls our society the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And all we do is to purify our consciousness. Okay?
And also devotee, I think it's one verse of Vishwanatha writes, Jiva is non-different from time, since the Jiva is an amsha of Brahman, and time and Brahman are one. Can you please explain this non-difference?
No, I cannot. Sorry, I need to examine in which context, which verse is it taken from, in which context it is spoken. I would just say that Jiva has different applications. I guess when Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is using it, wherever this commentary is made, is using this in not in the sense of the eternal soul, but in the sense of a conditioned jiva. So conditioned jiva exists only in time. It can be conditioned only in time in the material universe. So that's why, in that sense, it's intrinsically connected with time. It can be conditioned only in time. So it doesn't refer to the eternal jiva, because eternal jiva in the spiritual world is eternal. How wind
purifies things, that woolen chadar.
Yes. Woolen chanar country land, purified by wind, yes. Plus, in every house, we have Hoover, Dyson, whatever, vacuum cleaner. Purifying with the wind. Purifying your carpets and everything with the wind. Hare Krishna. It was a prediction of the 20th and the 21st century. Of the purifiers, I'm the wind. The main purifier of the Kali Yuga apartments. Hare Krishna. But we have an even better purification through the vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.